into your cells. We like to think of insulin as a friendly neighborhood delivery truck. It loads up blood sugar and takes it out of your bloodstream. The first place it goes is to your muscle cells. Beep, beep, got a glucose load here for you. Open up. If you are a young person with a healthy metabolism, your cells are friendly to insulin. They'll open wide and accept glucose and then burn it up for fuel. Wonderful. No need for the body to store any fat in that scenario. Problems arise due to our modern diet. Very few of us can burn through all the blood sugar our modern diet consists of, with carbs being such a ridiculously high part of it. Also, as we age, the problem gets worse. We become more insulin resistant. Ever heard that phrase? It is thrown around a lot. Insulin resistance is a rampant condition, especially if we have lived life on a high-carb/sugar diet. It just means your cells are not on friendly terms with insulin. A case of insulin resistance goes down something like this. Insulin says, "Open up to receive blood sugar." Your cells respond by completely ignoring the request, or if they do open up to receive the load, they do it half-heartedly and accept only about half of the blood sugar load. On your cell's behalf, it is not really that they want to be rude. They are usually just simply too stuffed with glucose from their previous meal or snack. They truly can't fit any more in. They never get the chance to empty out and feel that natural desire for more glucose. They are sick of insulin constantly arriving at their doorstep with loads of blood sugar. "Gimme a break," they moan. So insulin is like, "Be like that then. I know some folks who'll be happy to take this load and the next after this." Where does insulin go with the rest of the blood sugar? Yep, you guessed it. To your fat cells at Hip Party Central, who are only too happy to accept it. Doesn't matter if that load of blood sugar came from a so-called healthy meal of a honey and peanut butter sandwich on wheat with whole wheat pretzels on the side and a fruit-sweetened low-fat yogurt for dessert, or whether it came from Pepsi and a Snickers bar. The end result is often far too similar. Your fat cells will party on and grow ever larger by accepting more and more loads of glucose, while your muscle cells will retire to bed early and grow ever more insulin resistant. Don't throw out the carbs with the bathwater. The knee-jerk response to all this is to avoid carbs like the plague. But just because many have now figured out that overdoing carbs, even the so-called healthy whole grain carbs, is detrimental, we should not toss them out altogether and go from one extreme to another. Thyroid Mess Jess's story shows us that that approach only ends with more problems. God didn't create carbohydrates without important purpose. The Bible depicts God's blessing on all food groups in Deuteronomy 32, where it describes God taking care of his people. He mentions the food he gave them, and we can see in this beautiful passage how God depicts himself as a caring parent, careful to leave nothing out of their diet. The passage, starting at verse 13, mentions how he gave the children of Israel the increase of the field, grains and greens, honey from the rock, glucose, oil from the flinty rock, fats/oils, the fat of the ram, meat and animal fats, butter of kine, butter from cows, the milk of the sheep, sheep's dairy products, and the pure blood of the grape, fruit. Grains and fruits are clearly in that verse. Carbs are gifts to us. They just need to be used wisely. So, how about we stop denying ourselves important food groups in the effort to find our trim and healthiest selves? We've all had about enough, haven't we? Imbalanced diets don't work. We all know that. But not only do they not work, they also do harm. They mess with your metabolism and cause a sense of failure when you inevitably give them up when life gets in the way despite your best intentions. How about we find a sane balance again together and start fueling rather than restricting? We can fuel our bodies all the way to trim. Join the many who are now living in this food freedom. Excess weight is being shed, blood sugar numbers are coming down, blood pressure is stabilizing, inflammation is decreasing, and it is all really quite simple once you give yourself some time to apply it. Basic instincts. Once you understand this term, food freedom, you will understand the Trim Healthy Mama plan. Food freedom simply means you won't have to miss out. You'll celebrate foods rather than deny yourself. You won't miss out on decadent fats, but you won't miss your healthy carbs either. In fact, you must eat both of these important food fuels. You'll just do it smartly. You'll get your savvy on by learning when and how to eat fats and carbs to make sure they are always anchored by protein. It's not complicated. It just takes a little practice. Why do we crave fats or carbs when we're denied them? Easy. Our Creator, in His infinite design, knows we need them to thrive. Is our loving Heavenly Father so cruel that He would give us these cravings from birth but then punish us for eating them with health consequences? We don't believe that for a minute. Going without either carbs or fats always puts the body into a state of imbalance and depletion. Our bodies scream, "Gimme, gimme," for good reason. The desire for these fuels is so innate that we usually end up giving up on efforts to rigidly avoid them. Sadly, that often means diving deep into the wrong types of carbs or fat. I'll have the double cheeseburger, medium, no, make that large fries and add in the chocolate shake. Sound familiar? Maybe a damaging drive-thru run is not your thing. Some of our purist-minded mamas have different vices. Coming off a 3-day detox cleanse, they may think, I gotta have me some homemade honey-sweetened banana cake made with organic, gluten-free flour, and of course, pastured whipped cream on top, following my grass-fed steak and garden-grown baked potato. While this meal might sound awfully clean and healthy to the whole foodsy purist mind, it causes the rise of out-of-control blood sugar due to the combination of grains, even gluten-free grains, honey, banana, and other starches in the meal. Sure, they're all natural sources of carbs, none of them is processed or containing any toxins, but added together, they are a train wreck when it comes to your blood sugar. And don't forget the fats in that generous dollop of pastured cream and in the steak. Loading fats on top of carbs is simply too much fuel for most of us adults to handle. The ingredients alone in this meal might be pure and natural, but there is nothing very natural about high blood sugar and an exploding waistline. You see, finding your trim doesn't happen by eating only more healthy food and less junk food. Even healthy food can make you gain weight. Many women come to Trim Healthy Mama from food purist backgrounds, just like Farm Fresh Tess. They don't understand why their bodies hold on to pounds despite eating all organic foods and spending hours in the kitchen cooking from scratch. Once they learn to use the THM power tools of knowledge, though, it clicks. Both mind and body get it, and they can still be as from-scratchy as they want. A little bit of knowledge on how their blood sugar reacts to different foods makes all the difference. Balance. Your new, sane approach. As a Trim Healthy Mama, you'll balance your blood sugar with protein, fats, veggies, and slow-burning carbs instead of gigantic mounds of fast carbs that are dangerous to your insulin levels. You'll balance your food fuels by juggling fats and healthy carbs throughout your week, never getting into a fuel rut. You'll balance your rest times with wise, safe exercise sessions that you only do when you feel ready, and they will not be so long or brutal that they'll mess up the balance of your hormones. You'll naturally balance your calories, no counting needed, enjoying both rich, indulgent foods and refreshing, lighter fare. You'll balance weight loss goals and the desire for restored health with the enjoyable journey of the here and now with all its imperfections. You'll balance determination to stay on plan with an ease of spirit that shoves away all shame when you mess up. There is even a handshake, common turf, respectful balance between the vastly different approaches of drive-thru Sue and her purest friends like Farm Fresh Tess. So let's get to it. Chapter 2. The Basics. Just tell me how this thing works. That's the number one question we hear. So, in a nutshell, here's the gist of it. On Trim Healthy Mama, you won't focus on restricting food groups or calories. You will focus on fueling your body every 3 to 4 hours. We'll go into more details later, but basically, here's how fueling works. If you have weight to lose, you'll focus on one primary fuel at a time in your meals. If you don't have weight to lose and want to maintain weight in a healthy, blood sugar-friendly way, you'll combine fuels in what we call tandem fueling. The food choices will be endless. Unless you have an allergy, all food groups are in. Meats? Yep. Fruit? Sure. Gentle grains, veggies, legumes, nuts and seeds, eggs and butter and oil? Yes, all are on board. And let's not forget the very important food group of chocolate. Big yes indeedy to that one. We can hear some of you asking, can I do this plan as a vegetarian? Or what if I am allergic to eggs, to grains, to coconuts? Don't fret over these things. You'll learn the basic principles of the plan and can then make it your own. None of us does the plan exactly the same way, and if we did, it would just be another boring diet. No matter your challenges, you can customize Trim Healthy Mama to fit your needs, your preferences, your challenges, and your unique family. This won't stick unless you learn to make it your own. Know your primary fuels. There are two primary fuel sources that your body uses. 1. Glucose, blood sugar derived from carbohydrates. 2. Fats. Your body needs both of these primary fuels to keep chugging along. But let's make it even easier and call this dynamic duo carbs and fats. It is crucial that protein be included in every meal, but it is not a primary fuel for the body. Something incredible happens when you focus on these two fuels individually rather than combined. Natural weight loss happens. Woohoo! For some, it starts slowly. For others, it whooshes off quickly and then zigzags in a gentler downward fashion. And for certain others, it happens only at a turtle's pace. The goal is better health by eating yummy, indulgent food for life. Weight loss is merely icing on the cake. Please don't get fixated on the scale or compare your journey with anyone else's. Your trim will happen when your body considers itself ready. Allowing your body the time it needs to heal rather than obsessively cajoling it toward a certain number on the scale will help you keep your joy, your sanity, and your vitality. Pregnant and nursing women can do a combination of both separating and combining fuels to ensure adequate weight gain for pregnancy and a great milk supply for nursing. Listen to Chapter 23, Heads Up, Pregnant and Nursing Mamas, for more info about how to do the plan while pregnant or nursing. Children can also be taught from early ages to fuel their bodies wisely and not spike their blood sugar. Children have higher metabolic needs, so most of their meals will have to be tandem-fueled, where fats and carbs are combined, unless they have a severe weight problem. Including both of these fuels in most meals supplies what their rapid growth demands. Children usually have less insulin resistance, so they can handle more frequent carb and fat combos on their plates than most of us adults can. This does not mean children get a free pass to eat carbs all day. It is best to ditch processed and empty carbs and starches in your children's diets. But obviously, we're not shooting for perfection here. Kids can still enjoy pizza and ice cream at birthday parties. Obesity, however, is a growing problem even among children. Those with weight issues can enjoy some single-fueled meals along with tandem fueling and find healthier weights. start fueling. This premise of fueling rather than restricting works because you constantly need fuel to survive. Your body will be a continual consumer of fuel as long as it is alive. If you diet restrictively and barely give yourself enough fuel for basic functions, lowering calories or pulling out food groups, your body will end up opposing your efforts with adamant defiance. That results in a messed up metabolism, imprisoned fat stores, and hormones underfed into imbalance and depletion. Not enough fuel leads to a dead end, but so does stuffing fuel into your mouth any old how, any old time. Just because we can doesn't mean we should. If you focus on one primary fuel at a time, rather than squishing both together at every meal, you will burn through the fuel provided. After that, your body must look around for something else to burn. It is given no choice but to switch directly to the task of burning your own adipose tissue. In other words, your body chows down on its own body fat. That scrumptious muffin top hanging over my jeans looks appetizing. I'll chomp on that for a while, then those jigglies on my thighs will hit the spot. Later on tonight, my double chin will come in handy when I need more fuel. Sounds silly, but it is a reasonably accurate picture of what happens. You've got to burn something, and with this new knowledge, you can guide your body to burn its own body fat. You'll trim down because your body is finally using its padding as energy without you starving. This idea of using fuels individually rather than combined is nothing weird or mysterious. Your body does it naturally on its own. The Trim Healthy Mama plan just helps that natural process along a bit. Your body does not burn both fats and carbs at the same time. When you eat a meal, you must always burn the carbs in that meal first. This is so you can stay alive. Your body cannot handle a state of high blood sugar. The fat in your meal goes into storage to wait its turn to be used as fuel until blood sugar is cleared to safe zones. Remember in Chapter 1, Getting to Know You, how we described insulin as your friendly neighborhood delivery truck? After a meal, insulin is released to clear the blood sugar from your bloodstream and feed it to your muscle cells. Only once it has completed that task will your body get on to burning any fat from your meal. Sadly, actual fat burning does not happen very frequently these days. The standard high-carb meals of our modern diet make burning through all that blood sugar an almost impossible task. Fat moves in for good, rather than being the temporary tenant it was supposed to be. Picture the fat from your meal, bags still packed, eagerly awaiting the journey out of its temporary storehouse, hoping to be able to shine as the fuel it was designed to be. But time passes, and your body is so busy spending all its efforts getting rid of excess blood sugar that the fat is forgotten. It unpacks its bags, turns on the TV. Resigned, it sets up house and orders drapes for the windows. You can almost hear it sigh in a dreary Eeyore voice, "Here to stay." Jeans get that slightest bit tighter. Let's give this tragic story a much happier ending. Fat can and should be a superstar fuel for your body. You just need to give it a chance. And you're about to with THM. Satisfying and energizing fuels. The two all-important parent meals on plan are known as satisfying, S, and energizing, E. They utilize those primary fuels of both fats and carbs and allow each of them to shine as fuel stars for your body. We Trim Healthy Mamas love to shorten everything to acronyms. While at first this might seem like a new language, you'll quickly get the hang of it. S stands for satisfying and focuses on the fuel of luscious, delightful fats. Yes, even butter and steak. E stands for energizing and focuses on the fuel of glucose through the safe amount of healthy carbs like gentle grains, unless you have a sensitivity to them, fruits, beans, and sweet potatoes. Both of these meal types are centered solidly around protein. Baby step one, memorize these two main meal types, S and E, and understand that S meals focus on fats, while E meals focus on carbs. Picture S and E meals as your primary caregivers. They are mommy and daddy, providing you with all the nutrients you need. As different as they are, both are weight loss meals for the majority of people who do not have extremely broken metabolism issues. These parent meals will always take care of you, and even once you've reached goal weight, they will still be enjoyed often to allow you to keep your trim for life. You'll soon learn the details and differences between S and E meals and how and when to implement them. The most important thing to know about them for now is that both are necessary. You don't eat only one or the other. The way you incorporate these meals into your life will be unique. You don't have to switch automatically from S to E, then S to E. Boring. You'll find your own groove, and soon, but don't skip there yet, we'll give you lots of examples on how to change up between them. You'll enjoy a wonderful variety of foods each and every week. Protein takes priority. Both S and E meals are centered solidly around balanced sources of protein. E meals always contain lean protein sources. S meals can contain either lean or fatty protein sources. If an S meal contains a lean protein source like chicken breast, it will need to contain fat in some other form, like butter, oils, or high-fat dairy. Protein repairs your body, steadies your blood sugar, and, blessedly, helps fill you up. Without sufficient protein, our bodies start to age at a faster rate. Our muscles, organs, bones, cartilage, skin, and the antibodies that guard against disease are all made of protein. Without enough protein, none of these can repair themselves, and they decline into cellular breakdown. If you need to lose weight, protein is the samurai sword in your weaponry against obesity. Eating protein, especially animal protein, can boost the metabolism by 25%. A 2011 study cited in the Journal of Nutrition reveals the body expends 25 times more energy digesting protein than it does digesting carbs or even fat. According to this study, women on a protein-rich plan lose up to 21% more weight and 21% more belly fat than women on higher carb plans. Protein is crucial on the THM plan because it causes your body to release a hormone called glucagon. This hormone has a balancing effect on insulin. Insulin is a hormone that can cause your body to go into fat storing mode, while glucagon causes your body to go into fat burning mode. It literally helps release fat from your cells. The perfect hormonal balance is achieved when protein anchors the meal. Even with protein, we must stress balance. We just told you that animal protein is wonderful. Is there a catch? No catch, but when many of us think of protein, we immediately visualize chicken breasts, strip steaks, cottage cheese, canned tuna, and egg whites. Those foods are a blessing and are absolutely on plan, but if they are your only protein sources, you're still missing out. There are some other protein-rich food sources you desperately need, and you're probably missing. The amino acids they contain are the most effective at causing your body to release glucagon, which, as we mentioned, is the way your cells let go of fat. These foods have fallen out of vogue, and by shunning them, we've shot ourselves in the foot. With obesity a murdering epidemic, we need to bring them back. What are these snubbed protein sources? Chicken on the bone and chicken with skin. Roast beef bone-in. BPA-free canned fish with skin and bones included, and soups, stews, and chilies made from rich bone stock. All these foods are rich in the amino acids glycine and proline, but with today's prettily packaged, everything-perfect, skin-and-bones-removed meat from the grocery store, many of us are dangerously deficient in these amino acids. Don't want to eat meat at every meal? You can supplement with clean sources of gelatin and collagen to receive a great glucagon-releasing protein boost. Throw a scoop or two into simmering sauces, soups, coffee, tea, smoothies, and treats. Don't get caught up in a set daily number for protein requirements. Once you start implementing the plan, your body will receive plenty of protein, but in a beautiful balance with other food groups. Some meals and snacks will be extremely protein-rich, others will have less, but never, never will you have any main meals devoid of protein. That is a blood sugar spiking and hormone disrupting scenario. Unless you have kidney disease, it is considered safe to consume 1 gram of protein per day per pound of body weight. Many studies have shown that even higher amounts are not damaging to healthy kidneys. You don't have to start to obsessively count to see if your meals add up to that number. On the plan, you'll eat naturally from varied protein sources and won't have to do math equations in your head at every meal. You'll simply pick a protein and have fats with it for an S meal, or pick a protein and have healthy carbs with it for an E meal. Easy. Baby step 2. At every meal, ask yourself, where's my protein? Round out your plate with fuel pulls, FP. You're not going to put only carbs or fats with hunks of protein on your dinner plate. Fill that plate with foods that match both S and E fuels. We call these fuel pull, FP, foods, and you can think of them as your khaki shirt or pants. They match both S and E meals without causing an awful clash of too much fuel for your body to burn through. We call these foods fuel pulls because they don't offer your body ample amounts of fats or carbs, but they're fantastic fillers and have incredible health benefits. Even though fuel pulls are not primary sources of fuel, they are extremely important on the plan. They supply vital nutrients, but also offer a natural difference in caloric load. On the Trim Healthy Mama plan, we don't have to count calories, but neither should we abuse them. Some S meals, like cheese-topped steak followed by plan-approved cheesecake with a nut crust and whipped cream on top, are super dense in calories. That is not a bad thing. A meal like this has its place, but if these dense foods are your constant, your balance is off kilter. Fuel pulls ensure that your meals are not constantly heavy in calories, and they ensure you eat your veggies. What are fuel pull foods? We'll get into a lot more detail later, but basically, all the non-starchy veggies you want, berries, and certain lean forms of meats and dairy, if you do not have an allergy to dairy. Hold on. Are you envisioning having to stuff dry salad and brittle broccoli into your mouth? Think again. Broccoli is a whole different animal when it is tossed with S fuels of melted butter, a little grated cheese, and a sprinkle of high mineral salt and black pepper. You won't feel forced to eat your salad greens when they're drizzled with generous anti-inflammatory olive oil or creamy dressing and topped with lots of other yummy fixings like bacon bits or nuts. No Spartan rabbit food for us trim healthy mamas. We'll wager that you'll eat more veggies than you ever have, but you'll delight in every bite. Baby step 3. Fill up the rest of your plate with fuel pulls. They match. They don't clash. Recap. Here's a recap if you're feeling frazzled. 1. S and E meals provide you with all the nutrients you need and will help you slim down. 2. You're going to remember to eat your meals with protein. 3. Fuel pulls go with both S and E meals and fill up your plate. You got this. Your unique dietary needs, maintaining and helping. Guess what? You just learned the basic principles behind the weight loss part of this plan. And you're not even completely overwhelmed, right? Well, if you are a teensy bit frazzled, finding yourself frantically thinking thoughts like, S stands for what now? Breathe deep. This info will settle in. Give it some time. Listen to the kind voice inside your head that says, you can do this. Ignore the meanie voice that says, this is too hard, or what's the use? You've tried and failed too many times before. Ain't nobody got time for that voice. Ditch it. But not all of us need to lose pounds. And even if you do, once you've lost your extra weight, you don't go back to the same old ways that led to the health and weight issues you so desperately wanted to overcome. The actual weight loss stage will be the shortest part of your trim healthy journey. Even if you have lots to lose, even if it takes you 5 years, yes, it will still be the shortest part of your journey. Open your mind to the long-term vision of this plan, which is the art of lifelong healthy eating. Maintaining a healthy weight will be the greatest part of it, whether that day seems incredibly far away from now or not. This is where two more meal types come into the plan. Crossovers, XO, and S helpers, SH. They are the friends of pregnant women, children, high metabolism husbands, you know, those who have to eat all day just so their genes don't fall down, and those of us who are close to or at goal weight. It is important to know that these types of meals, while not as weight loss inducing, are part of the plan, just as S and E meals and fuel pulls are. They are not cheat meals, even if they don't cause the scale to go down. They'll both be explained in more detail, but the gist of a crossover meal is that it is the opposite of an S or an E meal. That means that instead of separating the fuels of fats and carbs, it pairs them together in a safe, blood sugar-friendly way and always in a protein-rich environment. Crossovers are the right way to tandem fuel, which means to burn more than just one primary fuel in your meal. They keep weight on healthfully, so they are eaten more frequently once you have reached your goal weight, along with S and E meals, too. They help ensure pregnant women gain enough pregnancy weight and have plenty of rich milk to feed babies, and they meet the high metabolic needs of growing children. Baby step 4. Crossovers are not cheats. They are important meals that help us maintain weight and meet the different dietary needs of more demanding stages in our lives. So what do we have so far? S meals, E meals, fuel pulls, crossovers. We mentioned one more. Now welcome S helpers to the stage. If you're just starting out and want to shed pounds, you probably won't be utilizing S helpers for a while, so you won't have to spend much time figuring out this last meal type. Still, the concept is pretty easy. They are a basic S meal, one that focuses on the fuel of fats, but they add just a little bit of carbs in the form of starch or fruit. They can help people who desire weight loss but want the loss to go a bit slower. Remember, fast weight loss is not always best. S helper meals are great for pregnant women, especially pregnant women with gestational diabetes. They are useful for those of us who are close to goal weight or at goal weight, and they are fantastic for children with weight issues, too. They can very gently and healthfully help overweight children slim down. Baby step 5. S helpers are great for individuals who are closer to goal weight, pregnant or nursing women, or children who need to safely slim down. Why separate fuels? Why not just eat sensibly? In a perfect world, one in which we all have super high metabolisms and no insulin resistance, there wouldn't be a need for this separation of fuels to find a trim waistline. We'd be able to burn through our carbs in our food, then the fat in our food, and not worry about burning that third fuel of excess adipose tissue, body fat. But most of us grow up in a state very far removed from biblical times when people were not faced with the vast array of food choices we are constantly bombarded with today. The foods spoken about in the Bible, such as a hunk of rustic sourdough bread, raw goat's or sheep's milk, likely cultured, which reduced sugars, or a bit of roasted meat or fish with herbs, were far gentler on blood sugar levels than our modern-day foods are. Sometimes we read in the scriptures about folk eating honey or a few dates, but those forms of glucose were very much needed due to their more physically demanding lives. We ride in cars, they walked. We use a washing machine and turn on a tap for water. They beat clothes in a stream and had to haul water from a well. You get the picture. And cells that were not fed a lifetime of a too high carb diet would have been much more insulin receptive, in direct contrast to the epidemic of insulin resistance that afflicts most of us adults now. We are not date or honey haters, but there are seasons of our lives during which some foods help and some foods hinder. We must get proactive. We cannot take a normal approach to food any longer because so-called normal meals these days usually result in too much weight gain for most body types. The reason, of course, is that they are shockingly full of hidden carbs and high sugars, and our bodies have had enough. Let's examine a recap of our baby step basics. Then, in the next few chapters, we'll discuss these different fuel types in more detail so you can begin putting together a meal or two on your own real soon. Summary. 1. Your two main meals are S and E. S meals focus on fats, E meals focus on carbs. 2. At every meal, always ask yourself, where's my protein? 3. Fill up the rest of your plate with fuel poles. They match, they don't clash. 4. Crossovers are not cheats. They are important tandem-fueled meals that help us maintain weight and meet the different dietary needs of the more demanding stages in our lives, like pregnancy or nursing. 5. S helpers are great for individuals who are closer to goal weight, pregnant or nursing women, or children who need to safely slim down. Chapter 3. The Satisfying Meal. S for short. What you'll love about this kind of meal is that it lives up to its name. It is ultra-satisfying. Come here, you creamy, drippy, succulent S meal with all your rich, buttery goodness, and get in my tummy. That's the way we trim healthy mamas look at our S meals. We're shamelessly brazen about them. There will be many examples of S meals as you keep listening to the book, but here is a quick visual picture of what an S evening meal might be. Pot roast, slow-cooked to perfection, smothered with gravy. Creamed cauliflower. Many of us love this better than mashed potatoes. Side salad with creamy dressing, or drizzled liberally with olive oil and vinegar and optional grated cheese. S meals are liberal with fats, so they must have lower carbs if they are to assist in weight loss. That is the trick to get you chugging on the trim train. It's important to remember to keep grains and most fruits, with the exception of berries, away from S meals. You can bring carbs back in with fats more often once you are close to or at goal weight. Think of a seesaw. S meal ratios look like this on a seesaw. Look at the difference in heights between carbs and fats. Note that when fat is higher in a meal, carbs are naturally lower. Protein sits solidly at the balancing point of the seesaw. Build your first S meal. This can be done in 3 easy steps. 1. Choose your protein. Lean or fatty meat or fish, such as chicken with skin for more fat, or chicken breast without skin for lean, whole eggs and egg whites, certain cultured dairy products, or choose from integral collagen, just gelatin, or pristine whey protein, discussed in Chapter 18, Specialty Food Stars. 2. Add fats as desired. Even if your protein source contains fat, other fats can be added to the meal. 3. Add optional fuel pull foods to your plate, such as non-starchy veggies, berries, and certain forms of dairy. Check out the example list of fuel pull foods. In practical terms, this might be like the following. Breakfast. Your protein might be 2 to 3 whole eggs fried in butter, or 2 eggs with optional breakfast sausage or bacon, as natural as you can find it. You may prefer to add finely diced zucchini, spinach, or mushrooms to the pan with the frying eggs for a veggie portion instead of a meat, or have your eggs on a piece of S-friendly bread, either store-bought and plan-approved or homemade, found in the Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. Your protein might be chicken, turkey, or salmon. You can pile it on a huge bed of salad greens and top with a decadent, fat-based dressing, or combine your meat with mayo, dill pickles, and celery, and put it between a couple slices of one of our many S-friendly bread options. Dinner. Your protein might be meatloaf. Add broccoli tossed with sea salt and butter, and a side salad with luscious dressing. You can always follow your meal with an on-plan dessert. Choose good fats. You might be surprised at some of the foods we suggest as good fats. Most of us are taught that extra virgin olive oil and avocados are the two exclusive members in the elite good fats group. Perhaps a few raw nuts get included from time to time, but membership stops there. We're not downing olive oil and avocados, but this good fats group is like a popular high school clique that looks down on the out crowd. Liberal amounts of olive oil are on the plan. What a great way to combat inflammation in the body. But olive oil has never had to bear teasing and wear a sign on its back saying, "I will give you heart disease." Half an avocado on your salad is another wonderful option. But avocado hasn't had to endure the hurt of being called an artery clogger. You're going to open your mind to making friends with the kicked-around nerd fats, the underdogs. These so-called no-no fats, like egg yolks, butter, red meat, coconut oil, red palm oil, and some full-fat dairy like heavy cream and hard cheeses, are going to have their day in the sun, if you don't have sensitivities to dairy. Many families on the plan also enjoy bacon. Nothing better than bacon and eggs to start your Saturday morning off right. Ain't nobody gonna feel sorry for themselves eating a breakfast like that. We enjoy bacon too, but use the turkey variety due to our biblical beliefs. The choice to eat real pork bacon and other meats not deemed clean in Leviticus and Deuteronomy in the Bible is completely up to you. We can't help but squeeze in the point that God surely knew what he was talking about when he suggested in the scriptures which meats were made for our bodies to eat and which weren't. Okay, enough said about that. Don't want to start a big old debate. Got a pig fattening up in your backyard? Have at it. Saturated fats like butter and coconut oil are far too often on the naughty list of the media and diet dictocrats. They've been given a bad rap over the years, and it is hard to shake these ingrained notions. The oils we suggest you cook with are coconut oil, butter, or red palm oil. These are the most saturated oils and therefore safest oils to heat. Most vegetable oils, like canola oil, are highly unstable when heated and can turn into trans fats. If you want to stick with the cool club and not give the nerds a fair try in your cooking, olive oil and grapeseed oil may be okay for light sautéing here and there at lower heats. We also enjoy the flavor of sesame oil for certain dishes. Most cold-pressed oils are fine for S meals in a raw state. However, we suggest you steer clear of canola, corn, vegetable, and soybean oil. We understand, though, that soybean oil is an ingredient in most store-bought mayonnaise. Our drive-through Sue and mayo-loving mamas may not care too much about this and still purchase their favorite brand of mayonnaise. And if this helps keep them on their plan, then woot! You can find mayonnaise made with healthier oils at health food stores, but they are a little more expensive. Hey, try making your own. It's easy. Fatty fears. We spent many years as vegans, extremely skeptical of the saturated fats in butter, egg yolks, and red meat. We'd read countless books about the perils of meat and fat, and they all had scientific evidence to back up their theories. It was the biblical truth that finally freed us. The angel of the Lord, or what the Hebrew language depicts as Jehovah himself in Genesis chapter 18, ate both butter and red meat in the meal Abraham set before him. Was he setting us a bad example? Of course not. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 4 says, "These are the beasts which ye shall eat, the ox, the sheep, the goat." Did you notice that two of those animals out of three are red meat of the fatty kind? And look at that word, shall. It doesn't say, well, if you have to eat red meat, which is second best to plant food, try to cut back and just eat a little fish or chicken now and then. No, it clearly says, you shall. Fully embracing scriptures like this and many others, we found, requires trust. Could we trust our Creator that He knew better than the diet gurus we had been following all those years? And asking ourselves that question gave us a quick answer. Duh, of course we could. You can still be a vegetarian, trim, healthy mama, as we outline in Chapter 25, Heads Up, Vegetarians, but one of our biggest reasons for eating a plant-based diet was fear, and that's no way to live. Letting go of all our past food theories felt like skydiving out of an airplane, terrifying, yet exhilarating. Incredibly, we soon came to learn science backs up God's word over and over again. Butter is rich in antioxidants and boasts high amounts of selenium, which shields the body from free radical damage. It is rich in iodine, which is essential to thyroid health and protective of breast and ovarian cancers. It contains a readily absorbable form of vitamin A and is an excellent form of vitamin D, which maintains strong bones and lowers the risk of heart disease and osteoporosis. If you're still having some trouble shaking the butter is bad theory, you may need some therapy. Try saying this a few times. Ooh, I love me some butter. What else goes on my plate? You've got three amigos that help you master S meals. 1. Non-starchy veggies. Remember, we don't want blood sugar to be the chief fuel in an S meal. It is fat's turn to burn, baby, burn. Aside from protein, which is the anchor of all meal types, non-starchy veggies are huge players in S meals as they have minimal effect on your blood sugar. What's a non-starchy vegetable, you ask? Basically, any vegetable that is not a root vegetable, like a potato, sweet potato, or carrot, or a starch, such as corn. That still leaves you with literally hundreds of choices. We want you to eat plenty of non-starchy veggies, oodles of them, all scrumptiously prepared. And don't get all caught up with counting the carbs in them or limiting amounts like many low-carb diets suggest. They are low enough in carbs that they will not cause much of a rise in blood sugar, even with large helpings. Non-starchy veggies are in the fuel pull category. We have an example list of them in the chapter on fuel pulls for you to look at. For interest's sake, we count only net carbs on Trim Healthy Mama, which is total carbs minus fiber. Most non-starchy veggies have between 2 and 6 net carbs, with a few slightly higher and some even lower. Lettuce and other leafy greens have the lowest amounts of starch of all vegetables. They have less than 1 gram of carb per serving and minuscule calories. That is ridiculously low, so filling up on them makes perfect sense. Any form of tasty animal protein like chicken, beef, or salmon over a nice big plate of lettuce with succulent dressing makes a quick, complete, slimming and inexpensive meal. Sadly, non-starchy veggies are usually overshadowed by sides like potatoes and mac and cheese, but that's about to change. Non-starchies can also accompany E meals, but when they are paired with fats in an S meal, oh my. Many conventional diets want you to eat lots of vegetables, but dry leaves and stalks are unappetizing to most of us. We have to force ourselves to be good and try to get our quota in, and some of us avoid them altogether. You know who you are. There is nothing worse than being told not only to eat more broccoli, but to eat it dry and unsavory. This goes against human taste buds, we think. But broccoli is delicious tossed in butter and sea salt, or made into a creamy casserole. Roasted veggies with coconut oil? Divine. Sautéed veggies with a peanut Thai sauce. Yum. Cauliflower creamed up with butter and sea salt. A great sub for mashed potatoes. Speaking of which, time for your first little quiz. Question. If you pair mashed potatoes with an S meal, what happens? Answer. A, you get the hiccups. B, you feel the urge to scratch your left ankle. C, you have second helpings. D, no body fat will be burned. Got the answer? Not yet? Little hint, then. White potatoes have lots of carbs and cause a significant rise in your blood sugar. Clicking now. Is option D starting to ding, ding, ding? Yep, you're right. What occurs is a serious case of tandem fueling. Your body will have to first burn through all that glucose from the potatoes before it gets around to burning any of the fat in the steak. One thing you can bank on, no body fat burning will occur. Potatoes can be a bit rough on blood sugar, so we want you to give them a little rest for a while. You'll be busy using all these other delightful veggies, so you won't feel deprived. You can eat a white potato here and there once you're at crossover stage. 2. Nuts. Nuts are predominantly made of protein and fat, with just a few carbs, so they fit into the S fuel. Unlike non-starchy veggies, however, they don't need to be used as frequently on the S meal plate. We do want you to enjoy them, but we can't give license to go crazy with nuts since, unlike non-starchy veggies, they are very high in calories. Remember, while we don't count calories, we don't abuse them either, so don't make a meal out of nuts alone. Moderation is a good idea. A handful or two for a snack can be a good S option. Got a peanut butter addiction? Don't worry. We're not going to take that good stuff away from you. Natural peanut butter without sugar is fine. Slather some on your celery or put a tablespoon or so in an S smoothie, but don't be like little Jack Horner sitting in the corner eating it out of the jar by the spoonful. That could be in the abuse category. If you want more peanut flavor without going crazy, try pressed peanut flour. Our Trim Healthy Mama pressed peanut flour is high in protein and has simply been pressed to extract a lot of the oil. The result is a nice flour-slash-meal texture that has less fat and fewer calories but heaps of peanutty flavor. It is awesome in smoothies and shakes, baked goods, and savory Thai sauces. Check out the recipe for peanut junkie butter in our Condiments and Extras chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Speaking of nut flours, welcome to the world of Trim Healthy Baking. Nut flours will enable you to have moist muffins, cookies, and cakes that are kind to your blood sugar, even for breakfast if you want to. Who makes all those rules anyway? If we want frosted chocolate cake for breakfast or a big ol' muffin slathered with butter, we have it. Trim Healthy Mama baked goods are high in protein, full of superfoods, topped up with chocolatey or cinnamony goodness, and keep us happy. Pressed coconut flour is another great flour option for baking, but we're most excited about our gluten-free Trim Healthy Mama baking flour blend. It is a combination of various pressed seed flours and other superfood goodies. The result is a wonderful texture and taste for baking. We designed the THM baking blend to have a lighter caloric load, so you can add wonderful superfood fats like coconut oil and whole eggs to it and not abuse calories. It's a jack-of-all-trades. Pancakes, muffins, cookies, brownies, cakes, biscuits, sandwich breads, and even breading for chicken and fish. It has you covered. But since we have a no special ingredients required policy, you can also bake with golden flax meal, which is blessedly inexpensive and easily found at almost all grocery stores. Almond flour is easy to find in stores too, but sadly it is not so inexpensive. You can make wonderful muffins and other baked goodies with either or both of those S-friendly flours. Check out many Trim Healthy Mama recipes using those two flours on Pinterest, or make our tried-and-tested favorites from the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Frankenfoods or shortcuts? Here's where we are a bit different in our approaches. If you take a more purist approach to eating, like Serene does, you will be satisfied with S meals by simply eating all the delicious meals you can put together with pure whole foods only. But some of us, like Pearl and her drive-through Sue peeps, are not quite at that level of purism. We are all aiming for a lifelong approach here, and if food prep gets too time-consuming or involved, some mamas start falling off the wagon. Not everyone wants to constantly have to make homemade S-friendly breads or use zucchini as noodles. We get in a hurry and want easy. You can purchase many convenient items at your grocery store that will help you stay on plan and give you super quick options for sandwiches, burritos, pasta, and quesadillas. Some of these items are definitely not in the superfood category, but are also not destructive to the plan when used in moderation. Check out the list of what Serene calls frankenfoods and what Pearl calls shortcuts at the end of our S foods list, where we categorize them as personal choice items. Berries. These little power-packed gems of goodness are shining stars in the world of superfoods and thankfully are low enough in sugar that you can include some in both your S and E meals. They're fantastic baked into muffins, topping a salad, mixed into Greek yogurt, topping a healthy cheesecake, or just popped in your mouth. We could go on and on listing their benefits, but this is supposed to be a short book. Buy them fresh or frozen. Eat 'em, love 'em. That's the short of it. Lemons and limes are also welcome in S meals, but other fruits are not S friendly. S foods list. S friendly meats. All meats and fish, both fatty or lean, that fit within your religious guidelines. Grass-fed is best, but not mandatory. S-friendly eggs. Whole eggs and egg whites. S-friendly dairy. Heavy cream. Raw pastured is healthiest, but not mandatory. Half and half for coffee. Butter. All cheeses, including hard cheeses and softer cheeses like cream cheese. 1/3 less fat cream cheese is just as creamy but not as heavy in calories, so is a good option. Sour cream. Double fermented kefir. Both full fat and reduced fat forms of cottage cheese, ricotta cheese, feta cheese, and paneer. Full fat plain Greek yogurt. Unstrained yogurt that is not Greek style is not as friendly. You can sweeten with plan-approved sweeteners. 0% fat, plain Greek yogurt. A full cup of Greek yogurt can be used in an S meal as your main protein source. Best to keep to half a cup if having as a dessert after a meal, due to carb content. You can sweeten with plan-approved sweeteners at home, but lately, some brands of Greek yogurt are starting to sell stevia-sweetened versions, which are fine on the plan. Laughing Cow Creamy Light Swiss Cheese Wedges. These are also on the list of personal choice items, given that they are not a usual choice for purists. S-friendly veggies. All non-starchy veggies. This includes literally hundreds of non-starchy veggies too numerous to list. Check out the Fuel Pull food list. Starchy vegetables are potatoes, corn, sweet potatoes, parsnips, and cooked carrots, so avoid those in S meals. Small amounts of cooked carrots in stir-fry recipes should be okay. Be liberal with all non-starchy